Recorded live.
Well, hello there. My name is Darren Blake. How are you today? That's so nice to hear. You know what you just did? You just tuned in to another horrible episode of Flickerback 2.0. We're the podcast where your opinion totally doesn't matter. Like, for sure. We do this show on the second and fourth Saturdays of the month at 11 p.m. right here at TalkShoe.com, where you can find a plethora of live call-in shows on a variety of topics. And I heard a fun little rumor that one of those wide varieties of shows is one that I used to listen to on a regular basis. He went on an extended hiatus, and he is coming back. That's Mr. Squidlord with Operation BSU, call ID 33899. Now, the only bad thing about this is that he's bringing the show back on Friday, which is the day that I'm normally with my evil twin. Hopefully, the fact that she likes Mr. Squidlord as much as I like Mr. Squidlord will mean that we can listen to his show together. Ooh. But I'm excited. Welcome back, Mr. Squidlord. You've been sorely missed. If you happen to be in the chat room with us, or if you are streaming along through one of the TalkShoe badges out there on the interwebs, you can call in live. The phone number to do that is 724-444-7444. Call ID 35274. You don't even have to be a TalkShoe member. And there is a teenager and a dirty old man in my chat room being completely inappropriate with each other. Yuck. Where was I? Who cares? So what have I been doing for the last couple of weeks? Pretty much nothing but writing. Writing, writing, and writing. Oh, and today I've been having myself a Doctor Who marathon because apparently Netflix is yanking the first three seasons of the new Doctor Who series off of their instant streaming service. So I'm trying to watch as many of the episodes as I possibly can before it goes away. I'm finding that I actually like this show. Seriously, you two, get a room. And I don't mean mine. Not unless there's a camera involved. So this Doctor Who marathon has not been very good for my word count today. I've only written about 2,000 words, where historically, over the past 10 or 15 days, I've written about 4,000 words each day. And I'm okay with it, because I'm on track for what I was shooting for as my goal. On a brighter side, we actually had some feedback, sort of. Personally, I think it was some feedback trying to stroke my ego, but hey, I'll take what I can get. We had a voicemail today from Mr. Denizen.
Hello, Darius. I want to play a game.
Nah, just kidding. It's me, the Denizen. Calling in, finally, to send some feedback to the Flick of Brack, because I have been very bad about not doing that, and yes, I know it's like Saturday and like just hours before the next show, I think, right? Calendar. Yes, would seem that way. But I still have been really bad about it, and I want to do that. So, it was nice sitting in on the Saw 3 podcast. Didn't really have much to say, because as I made clear in the text chat and when I was there, I did not get to see the movie, partly because me eat big chicken, and partly because I just didn't. Just hadn't. Sad, of course, to hear that Flickerback may be ending due to low listener turnout or fan response, but I guess we all kind of knew that was possibly coming. I mean, I remember that you had mentioned it, like, right at the start when you started Flickerback 2.0, that might be a possibility, one of the first few episodes or something like that. So, kind of knew in the back of my mind that kind of was going to happen. Really didn't want it to. No, don't go away, please. But, you know, at the same time, you got to do these things. So I at least completely understand. I'll be heartbroken if the show goes away. We'll miss it very much. But you got to do what you got to do. So the Denizen supports you in your decision, no matter what your decision is, as long as in your heart it is the right decision. But still looking forward to the show tonight. I guess next, and so I will see you then. Till then, stay awesome.
I do not accept being a heat big chicken as an excuse for not seeing Saw 3, because I'm a heat big chicken and I watched Saw 3. Okay? Okay. And on that note, thank you very much for calling in, Mr. Denizen. And if you would like to call in some feedback, I would love to hear from you. All you have to do is send an email to flickabrack@gmail.com. That's flickabrac@gmail.com. Or you can call the listener line like Mr. Denizen did at 412. Let me see if I can remember the numbers. 467-6322. I hope those numbers are right, but if they're not, all you have to do is dial 412. I'm so fab. Just like Mr. Wendigo said in the chat room. So let's get into it, shall we? Tonight is November 27th. Yesterday, November 26th, I finally got around to releasing Unscripted Episode 5, which was the NaNoWriMo 2010 kickoff topic. I find it kind of interesting that the pre-NaNoWriMo chats tend to be the ones that are the most attended and the most participated in. It's awesome. And I think there was a point in there somewhere. Anyway. So tonight is November 27th, the day after I've released the pre-Nano show. Now we're doing the wrapping up Nano show. Technically, there are still 3 more writing days after this day ends. If you haven't gotten your 50,000 words, you still have time. On that note, we're going to say hello to one Mr. Wendigo. Hello, Mr. Wendigo.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Then, as I think I mentioned earlier, we also have one, Mr. Denizen. Hello, Mr. Denizen.
Hello, Mr. Flick Guy. Good evening, Flickabrackers.
Yeah, there's nobody here by that name. Well, there's somebody here by the name of Flick Guy, but oh, shut up, Flick. And again, in the chat room, we have Sim Chris. So, I hurriedly pounded out 4 talking points, and I'm sure that you guys will come up with the others that we need. First of all, Mr. Wendigo, what is your current word count? Yes, I did get your private message earlier.
You did
today.
Get my, yes. Currently, I am at 50% success with NaNoWriMo. I want, actually, probably sometime Thursday or Friday. But I validated my word count today, 60,124 words.
Awesome. Now, why do you say 50% success?
This is my 8th year doing it.
Okay.
Yep.
So, okay, let me get this straight. Yeah. Let me get this straight. 2 weeks ago, when we had our Saw 3 chat, which, by the way, I still haven't released yet. Oops, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. You were at 1,024?
Yep, 1,024.
And now you're at over 60,000.
Yeah.
How the heck did you do that in 2 weeks?
Well, I had help, and earlier this week I stepped on a shard of broken glass.
Ow!
And I got to stay home from work for 2 days. Oh yeah, stitches on my toes. It was awesome. I recommend everyone do it just for the large needles to be driven into your foot to anesthetize the area before they stitch.
Ow!
But anyways, yeah, I was pretty much laid up for 2 days, and I was like, well, here I am laid up. I'm in front of the computer anyway, updating Facebook. I might as well do some writing. Before that, was pretty much I'd come home from work, watch my little shows on the magical interwebs, and then go, you know what? Okay, Coyote's gone to bed. It's like 12:30, 1 o'clock. I don't have to be up until 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning. I only need 4 hours of sleep, so I'd write. I actually did the writing every day. The other thing I did, which was somewhat nasty of me, I didn't update my word count.
I noticed.
And I go, why? Well, very simple. Reason being, the more I know that, okay, I'm behind, I need to do this many today, blah, 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 the more of I'm never going to do it, it's not going to happen kind of attitude I get. So I said, you know what, I'm just going to write and write and write and write and write. You know, tempted to use the word counter, decided, nah, I won't do it. I just want to see when the little scrolly bar thing gets to as tiny as it should be. So, hit that this morning, checked it. Yeah, I'll do the word count. We'll see what we have. I was like, whoa, crap. I only thought I'd written 40,000 words. It didn't feel like 60.
Wow. I noticed your wife did the same thing. She had her word count at 0 the entire month, and then all of a sudden it was over 64,000. I was like, wait a minute here.
Yeah. It was an experiment. It worked out pretty well. So tip for next time we do something like this, which will be in January. But yeah, it's pretty effective, I think.
Well, congratulations on your 4th win out of 8.
Yeah, buddy. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
So next year
I couldn't have done it without caffeine. No.
Yay, caffeine. So next year we'll shoot for a 67% win rate. I can talk. No, we won't. 5 out of 9 is not 67.
Not quite. And even then, the year out, I could go for 70% if I win the next 2.
There you go. That's what we'll do.
That'll be, 7. That's if I'm not completely insane after the last thing I just signed up for. It has nothing to do with NRMO, but it's a year-long project of 80-day fragments of nothing but writing.
We're going to have to talk about that either toward the end of the show or after the show.
Absolutely.
Okay.
But yeah, so. Yay, NaNoWriMo.
Yay, NaNoWriMo.
Like to thank my manager for not making me take my clothes off, and my producer for taking some of my... No, never mind. I'll shut up now.
Well, I know I'm not your manager, because I totally would have made you take your clothes... Sorry.
Yeah, producer then.
Mr. Denizen, what is your current word count?
My current word count, as I'm looking at it right now, is 7,739.
7,739.
Yes.
Okay, 7,739. So you have 42,261 words to go.
And just over 3 days to do it, if I'm looking at my calendar and it's on the right month, yeah.
14,087 words tomorrow. 14,087 words Monday, 14,087 words Tuesday. You could totally do this, dude.
I could. If I buckled down, yeah, absolutely.
But on the bright side, without being snarky or anything like that, if I remember last year correctly, you got a little over 5,000?
No, I'm pretty sure it was less than that. I can actually look that up real quick. I still have it, and I sadly have not touched it since then.
Well, I'm just saying that even if, let's say for the sake of argument that it was 5,000, you've still done more this year than you did last year, so that at least is a victory.
It was just over 1,600. Yeah, it was
really
really, only 1,600 last year. It was 7,700 this year.
Dude, you're
way
fine.
More than I did last year. That alone makes me very happy.
Well, there you go. We have someone here in Austin who the first year she did NaNoWriMo, she got 5,000 words. And then the following year, she went ahead and decided that her goal would be double that. So this is what I want you to do. For each year that you don't make the 50,000 words, I want you to double what you made as your goal for the following year. So
that sounds reasonable.
So let me see here. I need to redo my math here. So... You have done thus far 7,739. Pretending that you stop now, which you won't, because you're going to keep going until the bitter end, because I know you, or at least this is what I'm ordering you to do. Damn it!
I've already ordered myself. You know me well.
But even pretending for now that this is where you're going to stop, your goal for next year is going to be 15,478. Okay.
Okay.
So. Whatever you end up with, double it.
All right.
All right. We've got some more people in the chat room. Are any of you newcomers doing National Novel Writing Month? And also, we have a comment from Sim Chris from earlier that said he's gotten one win so far, which I believe was either last year or the year before. So if he never does NaNoWriMo again, he'll stay at a 100% success rate. And I'm going to top that. This is my 6th year doing NaNoWriMo, and I'm a 6-time winner. So, Mr. Sim Chris, I have a 100% success rate, and I've done it more than once. Neener. Speaking of which, my current word count is, I believe, 94,000. I'm shooting for 100,000, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to do it. I'm very excited, and I'm very proud of myself. And I'm very not sure where this mess of a second book is going. On the 17th, I completed my novel and started another book because I wasn't done writing. Okay, that's wrong. Y'all are just wrong. Okay, I might regret this. I'm going to just see what Mr. Squidlord happens to have to say that's on the subject. Hi, Mr. Squidlord.
Why, hello.
One question before I ask you other questions.
Wait, of course there's one question before you ask me other questions.
Yeah, well, this one's not on the topic.
Oh, okay.
At the beginning of the show, I happened to mention that there were rumors of your impending return.
They are not rumors. They are warnings, precise premonitions, people who have been dreaming, nightmares, screaming, rising from their beds, shouting, oh, God, don't let it happen. But it is happening.
You promised you wouldn't tell people what I told you.
I didn't say anything about that. I mean, about the stains? No. No, it's cool.
So, when is your return date, since I didn't happen to have that email open when I thought about
it? It is all right, because I've already scheduled the show. It's up on the Squids Read Out Operation BSU page. That is December 10th at 10 p.m., and unlike that, note that the 10th is a Friday. We're coming back on a Friday.
Yeah.
And we're only doing an hour.
I had noticed that it was on Friday.
Yeah, I got tired of being up late on Sundays and everybody being like, oh, man, I can't be on that long. I got a life, and I got to make a living, and the kids are starving, and they need shoes, and they're rotting from toes. And I really got tired of listening to that, so Friday.
Okay. As I also mentioned at the beginning of the show, I'm going to have to try to sweet-talk my evil twin into letting me attend your show, because that's usually my night with her.
Bring her in.
That's what I'm going to try to do.
I'll be part of it. I'll help you. I will share my moments with you.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That sounds dirty. So.
Yeah, you do it right.
Back on the topic, are you doing NaNoWriMo?
Yeah. No, I'm not doing NaNoWriMo. I actually did it a couple of years, and of course I won. I mean, that's writing 40,000 words. Dude, I write 40,000 words of blog posts every week. I mean, you know, that's
50,000 actually.
Whatever, you know.
Whatever.
I ramble about 50,000 words a day. That's not a problem. No, I've actually started putting my planning time into Script Frenzy, which happens in April. But I know how much work and it is to get a novel out in a month. God knows I know that. So don't do that. It hurts. No, really. Just keep doing it. It's always a great feeling when you get to the end of the month and you're like, oh God, I'm not going to get finished. And then you're like, past the line the first time. Like, oh yes, I am a man or a woman. So I love that feeling. It's always a great feeling. And I would never begrudge anyone that sort of experience.
Cool. So why are you on the phone since you aren't doing the topic?
TMO's over. I figured you could use the support, a little focus, a little excitement, maybe a little porn, whatever.
Yeah, where you're involved, there's rarely any focus for me.
I know. I'm just too distracting. I'm too hot. It's cool. It's all right, though. I know. It's all right. I love you, too, man.
I do. I love you. So you people that actually are doing NaNoWriMo, Wendigo actually kind of covered this a little bit. But what have your experiences been thus far? How has it differed from the past times that you've done this? And how would you rate how this has gone for you so far? We'll start. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. Yes.
Mr. Denizen just muted.
One actually a lot easier than sorry. There's years past. Usually the whole weekend splurge of writing. 5 to 10,000 words a day. 5 to 7,500 really. Getting around like 10 to 15 a weekend. Decided, I'll do that. But then, I'm up late. I might as well do some writing. And that really helped. Also, the not looking at my word count really, really helped too.
That would kill me. I have to know how much I've written. Of course, I kind of do a spreadsheet on a daily basis to see. Yeah, we won't go.
Sometimes the answer is not know how much you've written. It's write. Some people need that part. That part's the important part.
True.
Get it out there every day. Don't stop. Believe it.
Someone listens to a little bit too much Journey.
It's the Omni song. Of course I do.
So yes, it's a great tactic, I guess.
So has this year you know, counting the fact that you've won, obviously, has this year actually been better for you morale-wise?
No, it's been, I'd say the same in years past, the years I won anyway. Although, no, I'd say it's probably a little less because when I was winning, I was like, yeah, I'm this far ahead, you know, of the daily work count. I need to be here. This time it was just, you know what, just write. Assume, you know, load up the NRM page, look at that 1,024 words. You know, you've got more than that, but how much more? You don't know. Keep writing, boy.
That is a
okay, maybe Coyote said all that, but no.
That's a unique way of doing it. Mr. Denison, what have your experiences been thus far?
I'd have to say this year compared to last year, I've had a lot more of a dedication to writing, I would say, a lot more motivation under my own power to get this thing wrote out, at least write a little something every day. I think that's not like my highest point. I think I had like just over 1,000 words in a day, but usually I've been averaging about 500, 600, 700 maybe on the days that I have been able to write something. There have been days that I've just been too busy to sit down and do any kind of substantial writing, really. But I do keep it on my mind daily, and I do try to write at least a little bit whenever I can, as often as I can. But definitely been more committed to actually writing it this year as opposed to last year, well, as you can probably evidence by my word count.
Well, last year you were building a house.
Yeah, so now we're living in it, so that's out of the way.
Yeah, so excuse, and Terry still made it. That part I do remember from last year.
who could forget that?
So what's your excuse this time, just out of curiosity?
Well, I was going to be like, well, yeah, these are my reasons. I know they probably sound like excuses, and I'll take them that way, but I just decided, nah. Anything I say is going to be taken either literally or jokingly as an excuse, so you shouldn't say anything and you just cop to the truth. I don't know. I don't know, really, probably, honestly, I'd have to say just the way our family life is structured here, I can explain. Everybody supports everybody else, at least to some extent. Everybody's got to pull their own weight, so... Most of the time that I did not devote to writing, I was pulling my own weight, so to say. So I guess that'd be the reason.
Okay. Having 2 years now, this is the second time you've done NaNoWriMo, if I remember.
Yes.
So having 2 years of a not hitting 50,000, I refuse to say that people have not won just because they didn't hit 50,000. My philosophy on this whole NaNoWriMo thing is that if you are even seriously attempting this thing, you've won. The only way not to win is to quit. That is the only way you can lose NaNoWriMo, in my opinion, is if you
quit. Wait, the only losing move is not to play?
Yes.
Okay, just checking.
This is not War Games here. He may be Joshua, but that's, you know, different Joshua. But having 2 years of not hitting 50,000... how do you think your game plan might change if you choose to do this next year so that you might hit 50,000?
I'd say it's really got to do a lot with planning ahead in the sense of knowing kind of the time of the year, being November, winter, knowing, at least if I'm still here, what goes on around the house and around the family business during the month of November. It starts to get colder, you know, you start tearing down and prepping for the new growing season. I live on a vegetable farm, if anyone wanted to know. Just kind of have the game plan set out, know what's going to be going on, and as best I can, be able to work with it, work around it, find times to actually sit down and write, and where I can actually sit down and write at long periods of time, not have to worry about the other things that I have to do throughout the day.
Okay. Trying not to get too intensely personal, do you have a full-time job aside from the farm?
I does not. Not right okay. now, no.
I was just wondering how much that impacted your writing time.
Of course, that's fun, yeah.
All right. What advice would you give someone who might be in your situation? Not your, you know, identical living situation, but just the whole I'm at 7,000 words on the 27th. I'm sorry, 7,700 words on the 27th. What advice would you give someone who's thinking, why should I even bother at this point?
Well, first I have to tell them that's kind of not the right attitude to have. I mean, miracles have happened in the past. I mean, you can, it's still very possible that you could, if you sit down and you work at it, you find time and you stick with it, eyes on the prize, nothing distracting you, you can knock it out. You could knock it out of the park. Always have a positive attitude, even if it's down to the wire and you're like 99% certain you're not going to do it. There's always still that 1% that will keep you pushing forward, moving on. I mean, even if you actually don't make it, you can't start out with that attitude. You can't finish with that attitude. It's always going to be positive. Press on, go forward. And if you don't make it, there is always next year. Take the previous year, take the good and the bad, learn from your mistakes, improve on what you can improve from last year, take it into the next year, and before too very long, you'll see that you've hit that 50,000 mark.
Cool. As I recall from last month, we sort of talked about what our novels would turn out to be. Refresh my memory, Denizen. Were you here for the NaNoWriMo chat last month? I don't recall hearing your voice that time.
I wasn't there for that, no. I wanted to be here, but I just didn't get there.
Okay. Well, I'll start with you then. What is your novel about?
My novel is about a young girl. Her name is Salerna. She is basically just a chronicling of her growth and development through the years. She's trying to become a legendary archer, and it basically goes through the trials and tribulations that she endures on her journey to becoming skilled in her craft. There are enemies she'll have to face. There is a well-sided, losing my vocabulary. There's a trusted childhood friend that will accompany her on this journey. There are friends and enemies she will meet along the way. She will develop as not just an archer, but as a person in general. That's kind of how I fleshed it out.
Cool. How about you, Mr. Wendigo? As I recall, you had created a synopsis under less than sober circumstances. What ultimately was your novel about?
Oh, that never happened, ever. let's see. The novel was about it was a zombie apocalypse kind of deal. Hmm. That's pretty much how I could sum it up.
Show of hands, who surprised Wendigo writing about zombies?
There was a werewolf.
Did he take his shirt off a lot?
The werewolf?
Yeah.
No. No, she did not.
Oh. Why didn't she?
Yes. Because that's not the way she rolls, buddy. She's kind of a bitch queen who didn't like to show anything off. She's more of a tease, really. Plus, she was also the president of the United States, so can't kind of put her on topless being the president. Unless you're Vladimir Putin. But she's not Vladimir Putin, so, oh well, we'll have to live.
Although I didn't put it in any form of the description, I don't think I might have, who knows, I didn't read it. Did either of you happen to bring an excerpt to read?
Yes.
I did as well.
Well, cool. Once again, let's go ahead and start with Mr. Denizen, since we've already started with Wendigo twice now. I love you, Mr. Wendigo. What you're about to hear is copyright 2010, Mr. Denizen. And if you want to tell us the title.
Go ahead. Right now it's just a working title, which is just my main character's name, Salerna Bryn.
Okay.
I'll spell it in the chat room if anybody's has any questions about it. Just put that in real quick. Okay. And this is just basically the excerpt I have up on my NaNoWriMo page, but a little longer. I'll go a little longer with it. Indeed, it had been nearly 3 years since Valhalla had left her childhood home for the academy, and so far only her parents knew of her life in the city of Gerlahad. Today, however, Salerna had finally received a letter from her best friend. She could only imagine what a tale she was in store for.
By this time, Salerna Bryn had grown and matured into a beautiful young 20-year-old woman. Her dark brown hair wrapped around her head at shoulder length. Two narrow tail-like wisps framed her lovely face, and her bangs were loose and stopped just short of her wide and ever-curious gray eyes. Her tomboyish youth had made her 5'9" tall body a faintly muscular structure and slightly wider shoulders, but the rest of her was pure, beautiful female. Her skin was a peachy tan from countless hours of outdoor play. Her breasts were an average size, but shaped beautifully. Her hips were shapely, and her bottom was small, but taut and muscular. Her legs were skinny, but very powerful, and her feet were dainty, but steady as a mountain goat's. She had the tiniest hint of a belly, but it didn't bother her. She dressed plainly, a lot like her mother, but she always tried to be fashionable. She wore a leather necklace with a large tooth hanging from it, a trophy from a bear she and her father had hunted, and on her wrists were many yarn bracelets, trinkets she'd made for herself out of the bits of extra yarn her mother had left over from her sewing. Salerna walked into the house, leaning the broom up by the door. She then looked in the direction of her mother. "Mom, I got a letter from Valhalla today," Salerna announced, still a little excited. "Oh, how wonderful," Tam replied, smiling softly. Tam was now approaching 50 years old, but the years had not had much of an effect on her. She was just as lively and active as when she'd first met Lorne. She laid down the sheet, rose out of her chair, and walked over to her daughter. "What does your friend say, dear?" "I don't know. I haven't opened it yet. The messenger just has given it to me." Salerna reached for her knife laying on the cabinet beside the door, a small one she carried with her on trips into the woods. She slid it between the folds of the letter, breaking the seal, holding it closed. Opening the letter, she began to read in a very lovely penmanship. "My dearest friend Salerna, it's been so long since I last wrote you. Not since I first got settled here in Derlahad. I'm so sorry. I wish I could have written sooner, but there's been so much to do here. It feels like I barely had time to sit down. My classes have been going well this year, not at all like when I got here. Looking back on it, it seems silly to me. A wide-eyed young girl in a big new city wanting to take everything in all at once. I look at it as a lesson in pacing myself, and I feel like I passed, although barely. I've concentrated more on my language studies this year, and thanks to one of the elders here who happens to be a full elf, I'm starting to tap into the talents that my mother's lineage has blessed me with. Mom did her best to teach me of the elf culture, but she can only do so much, you know? For instance, I'm taking a class on basic magic this semester, and although weakened by my human lineage, sorry, Dad, I'm amazed at what I can do. I'd love for you to visit me so I can show you, because it's beyond description and words. Derlahad is a beautiful city, Salerna. You must come and see it. It is, of course, nothing like Dovewell, but it still has its own charms. The academy sits right in the middle, almost like the city was built around it. The further away you get from the academy, the smaller the buildings get and the more familiar things start to look, more like home. I'm boarded by the academy, of course, but I'm almost never in my room. What time I'm not spending in the classrooms, I find myself walking through the shops and admiring the trinkets they sell there, or training with my friends in the arena, not for battle or anything, just staying fit, or laying on my rock and watching the clouds go by. Oh, that's right. I have to show you my rock. It's just outside of town in the woods to the south, and it's big enough for three people to lie on. It's almost like a small hill. Now, before I forget, as to a big reason why I'm writing to you, no, not just to tell you I'm okay and how things have been. You know me like a sister, so I guess you can kind of see this coming. I know you've been staying home helping your parents because you're not really sure about what you'd like to pursue as far as higher education. Well, it's been almost 3 years now, and I'm becoming a bit concerned about you. I don't know what your mom and dad are thinking, but I'd hope you've come to a conclusion after this much time. If you're still wanting to be a survivalist type, there's an elder here at the academy who's an expert in the field. He just joined the faculty last year, and I'm actually taking his class on natural healing this semester. Last month I had lunch with him because I wanted to tell him about you. He thinks you sound like an amazing young woman, to use his words, and he's not opposed to meeting you in person. See, I've already put in a good word for you. Well, it would seem I've run out of things to say for now, and my mind is starting to ramble back into my studies on its own. I pray you're doing well, Salerna, and I hope to hear from you soon. I'm not going to let you get away with not writing me back. I love you like my own sister, Salerna. Many blessings to you and your family. Tell your parents that I say hello. Hear from you soon. Love, Valhalla.
Nice.
Thank you.
That's me clapping.
Thank you.
Clapping or
thank you, Mr. Wendigo.
Clapping.
Okay. Sorry.
Just bad.
Yes, I am. Thank you very much for sharing that with us, Mr. Denizen.
Very cool.
It was no trouble.
I like.
And Mr. Wendigo, should I be scared?
Oh, dear. Probably.
Okay, what's the title of your novel?
The title of my novel is... What the heck did I write?
I don't...
2013, Death Tastes Sweet.
All right, so what you're about to hear is copyright 2010 from Mr. Wendigo.
The last notes of a pharmaceutical jingle played as the television screen faded, giving no hint as to which commercial would be next, or if the continuing coverage of the 2012 presidential election would resume, hosted by CNNBC's veteran newsman, Kevin Elder. The American flag across the screen and a subdued audio recording of America the Beautiful left no doubt as to what was next. The only question was whether or not this would be the last time the infomercial of a campaign ad for Republican nominee Clara Fallon would be aired. The flag was replaced by the smiling face of an attractive red-headed woman who looked no older than 35, a flag draped across her shoulders as she held a crucifix in the hand that was placed over her heart. One of her eyes blinked as her tongue wetted her perfect collagen-filled lips, and the music faded into the background as she spoke into the camera. America, we spent the last 4 years in turmoil. The economy, the problem with illegal immigrants, the war on terror, and the war on religion have been but a few of the many problems the current administration has failed to address. He blames a partisan Congress for stopping our prosperity, but you and I both know the real reason why we've fallen on such hard times. He hates the America you and I love. He's never addressed whether he was born in this great nation or even if he believes in God. His cabinet has been filled with atheists, Wall Street insiders, and corrupt career politicians who all think this is just business as usual in Washington. Well, I know that isn't the way things were. We need to take America back from the special interests, back from the heretics, and back from these global apologists who embrace socialism when they think we aren't watching. The camera pulled back to reveal a tall, heavyset man with a thick beard, wearing a flannel shirt and a camouflage ball cap, walk up next to the woman and drape an arm around her shoulder. He grinned at the camera, showing off a faded scar at the corner of his mouth, before kissing the woman chastely on her cheek. 8 beautiful children between the ages of 3 and 14, plastic smiles plastered across their almost perfect little faces, surrounded the couple and held each other's hands as the woman continued. You all know my story. My father was a one-term senator from the great state of Kentucky, the place where I was born and raised, working the stables of his farm when I wasn't in school or in church. I went to a small college in Nebraska, where I met Hank here, and after graduation we returned to his home in Idaho. He was involved in the politics there while I was a good Christian wife, keeping our home happy and full of beautiful children. Not long after I gave birth to our 6th child, Hannibal, poor Hank was nearly killed by government-introduced wild wolves while he was out hunting coyotes that had been attacking his livestock. I knew that day that although some damned wild animal had torn out my husband's tongue, I would never let anything steal his voice, or yours, America. I rolled up my sleeves and started attending council meetings with Hank and the kids, and soon enough the town trusted me enough to elect me as mayor. It wasn't easy, but I learned that I was blessed by the Almighty with a knack for solving tough problems and getting things done, just like my dear father, Senator Jebediah Stumpington. A few years later, some of my friends from church suggested I run for governor, and in a landslide election in 2008, I became Governor Clara Fallon of Idaho. Since then, I've exterminated the remaining wolves that the federal government kept releasing in our state. I've balanced the budget by eliminating government waste and spending. I've secured our borders from illegals sneaking down from Canada for a taste of our sweet, delicious freedom. And I've gone to bat every time my state and my people have needed me to fight for what they need. The eyes of one of the daughters that flanked the governor and her husband started to flutter, and her ears gave out as she collapsed to the ground. Without missing a beat, the woman leaned over and produced smelling salts to revive her child, eliciting even bigger smiles from the other children and a nod of approval from her hirsute husband. Oh, darn it, I forgot to mention that I coach Little League and Salvation Army basketball on the weekends. Always keep the salts close at hand just in case, don't you know? She winked again at the camera, smoothing down her blouse to give the country a half-second peek of the lacy black bra that struggled to keep her heaving breasts under control. She kissed her daughter on the forehead and mouth a silent prayer, then turned back to the camera. America, you have a choice in this election. We can keep on heading off the cliff under the leadership of this socialist, fascist, wolf in sheep's clothing, or we can make a brighter future. Together, we can right the wrongs that the last administration has inflicted on us these past few years. Together, we can bring the country back around to that shining city on a hill that President Reagan spoke of so many years ago. Together, we can send a message to those liberal elites and know-it-all communists that have played us all for fools under the label of change. You can help me make this country a better place, a place we can be proud of once again. Vote for me in November. She paused, taking a long time to run the tip of her tongue over her pouty lips once more. Her husband's arm returned to her shoulder and squeezed as she looked over her children, admiring their brilliant smiles. Suddenly she made a pained expression and looked at the palm of her hand, then cleared her throat. Whoops, almost forgot. I'm Clara Fallon, and I approve this message. God bless MU, and God bless America. The candidate's blinding white and saccharine smile remained on the screen as the rest of the background faded away, some sort of surreal homage to the Cheshire Cat from Lewis Carroll's books on Alice. Finally, the smile disappeared as the commercial ended, replaced by the upbeat and martial staccato of drums that signaled the return of Elder Wisdom, CNNBC's highest-rated news and commentary show.
I don't know if it was meant to be funny, but I had myself muted so that I wouldn't be laughing. That was like the perfect political campaign ad satire.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what you were supposed to laugh.
Okay, good.
I read it out loud to Coyote, and I had to stop a few times because she's like, okay, that's just wrong. That's wrong and funny. Oh, my dear God. She's like, what's with all this? She was like, what's with all the, like, you know, kind of like, you know, really overly flirty behavior? I'm like, come on, tiger votes. She's like, oh, yes, very good, very good. She's like, is this based on anyone? I'm like, oh, no, not at all.
No comment.
Yeah, let's just say Governor Clara Fallon supports our Northern Korean allies. Oh, Southern, I meant to say, yeah.
Wow.
But interesting side note, the actual current governor of Idaho is really hell-bent on killing the wolves off. Didn't know if you knew that or not.
I didn't.
Yeah, Butch Otter. Huh. But yeah. So that's actually how it starts. And it's all downhill from there.
Is she the werewolf?
She is indeed the werewolf. Yep. Wonder who tore her husband's tongue out. Those pesky wild government introduced wolves, don't you know? Surely wasn't his wife. After he said, get in the kitchen and make me a sandwich one too many times. Oh no. Yep. Yeah, it was fun.
That's just wrong.
I enjoyed it. I try.
That was really good. Thank you both very much.
Hey, thanks.
That was way too much fun. Let's see. What I forgot to ask you, Mr. Wendigo, since you have 60-some-odd thousand words, did you finish your novel yet?
I did. I did actually finish it.
Cool.
Which was really nice.
Is that
pretty much like any good zombie apocalypse novel? Everyone dies.
Of course.
That needs to die, and there are some survivors.
Is this the first time you've actually finished a novel during November?
Yes.
Cool.
So this is a really nice one for me. Yay! I'd shop it and get it published, you know, after some severe editing, but I don't think anybody would want to print that. let me explain it. I don't think anybody would print it without me getting sued. So this is just 100% guilty pleasure.
You know, I would have to respectfully disagree. Because at the very least, you're protected under the satire.
Satire. Yes. Yeah. Here's the thing. I can't afford a lawyer to fight that. Well, I'm sure the ACLU would love to take my side. Yeah. No. Who knows? Yeah, we'll see. I've had such a good track record editing my previous 7 novel attempts. So, pipe dream, man.
The thing is that if you ever did actually get it published from an actual publisher, their legal department would be able to tell you what, if anything, needed changing. And if they didn't change it, their legal department would be able to defend it for you.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Interesting. This will have to be explored then.
Keep in mind, I've never had anything published. It's just something that I may or may not have heard from places. Anyway.
Makes sense, though. That makes sense. Because after all, the company would want to protect their investment.
Definitely.
In case there's a sequel. Dun, 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 dun.
Not a sequel to 2013.
There could be. It'll be 2014.
I was just about to say that.
2014, Hannibal Rising.
Oh,
really?
God.
No,
that was another thing that I found myself laughing at, was that their child's name was Hannibal.
Oh, here are the kids' names. Just for fun. All right, we have Hank and Vera. We have Jedediah, Ezekiel, Sarah. That one probably have to be changed. Megan, Michelle, probably have to change that one too, Hannibal, of course, Zebulon, and Teresa.
Zebulon?
Zebulon.
Zebulon Pike.
Yep. Yes.
Okay.
Good times.
Did either of you happen to attend any of your local write-ins?
Not.
At all. Just did Mr.
Wynn not at all.
Not hear what I said?
Oh, no. I didn't either.
Okay. And my last little note here asks if either of you are planning to attend your Thank Goodness It's Over party. Also known
I have
as
no
the
plans
TV.
To attend at the moment, but I don't know anything about where it would be, so I can't really say anything.
Have you even been to your local forum, your regional forum?
I have not.
Damn.
I think we just found your problem, Mr. Denizen. This crazy community of writers, and you haven't even looked into the community.
No, I suppose I've been very much the hermit.
Sigh.
It works for people, though.
It does.
Sometimes locking yourself up in a room and just typing away works. Works for me, man.
Are you thinking of going to your Tagayo, Mr. Wendigo?
I may. I don't know.
You and Miss Coyote?
I'll find out exactly when. Yeah, we probably could. Like, oh, yeah, it's weird. Well, the kicker was, I think the one time I went to an event was like 2 years ago, and the municipal liaison was like, oh my God, you're a real person. Like, yes, I am. Because we see you posting, and occasionally in the forums, and you seem really supportive and everything, and then you're quiet for 29 days. I'm like, yeah, it's Joey Harwell. And then, like, yeah, we've always wondered if maybe you were a bot. I'm like, no, I'm not a bot. Sorry. I am Motivator Bot. You can do it. You can do it. Offline.
I'm totally going to my TGIO. I think the only year I haven't gone to the TGIO was the year that I actually didn't do NaNoWriMo. I had been invited anyway, and I got sick. And I decided not to risk making everyone else at the TGIO sick. Sigh.
Spread the love and the illness.
Well, that was pretty awesome, y'all. I think that, considering there were only two of you here, this has been a pretty good chat.
Right.
I hope so. You can't believe us.
So, sorry. Are the two of you both planning to return for NaNoWriMo 2011?
We'll yield to Denizen first.
Default to me. I'm not 100%. Sure, this time around, not as 100% sure as I was last year. I mean, by the time it was over last year, I already had an idea of what I was going to write this year. Such is not the case this time around. I would like to go the third year, but that remains to be seen. So I am leaning more toward yes.
They do say third time's the charm.
They do say that, yes.
Don't know if they're right, but they say it.
Yeah, and as we all know, they say a lot of things.
So we're putting Mr. Denizen down for a tentative yes?
Sure.
Okay.
Oot.
I don't know if I should admit this or not, but I kind of didn't understand what Wendigo said.
Oh, I had said I would defer my answering until Mr. Denizen had completed and spoken.
Okay, well, Mr. Denizen has spoken.
Kind of a long... Yes. Do I plan on doing it? I would like to. Whether I'm going to be able to or not would be interesting. As I mentioned earlier, a round of words in 80 days, where there's the 80 day blocks of you write. The cool thing is there's no, like, you know, you don't have to write, you know, 80,000 words in 80 days or 40,000 words in 80 days. Even you pick a goal, you stick to it. You can set it low. You can set it high. The trick here is they're looking for quality. So this is the
well. That counts me out.
It's the kind of thing where your internal that internal editor has to stay on. The little voice that killed me for 4 years of Nano. Well, 3 years I should say. Last year was just really laziness and not making time for it, I should say. But for 3 years, I was, whenever I'd write, I'd go back and edit. I'd go back and change names. I'd go back and fix like participles and sentences. I'd fix typos. I'd fix all kinds of crap. Those are the years I failed. if I did it a lot. And the other years, yeah, I'm OCD when it comes to like grammar and crap. Oddly enough, but yeah, I didn't. The years I went, I don't do it as much. This year, I didn't do it until, geez, actually I haven't yet. So that's pretty good. But what it with the 80-day blocks of writing X however many words a day, I'm probably gonna shoot for 500. Keep it low, just 500 quality words a day. By the time NaNoWriMo shows comes around, it's gonna be the fourth. The last half of that will be in the fourth segment, because it starts January 3rd, then it's, round 2 is April 4th, round 3 is July 4th, round 4 is October 3rd, my brother's birthday, oddly enough. So by the time, yeah, it'll be kind of in the hat and the butt end of that. So, who knows? I would, not sure if I could kind of mix both things together. Of course, any words written before November 1st wouldn't count, so I'm not sure how the work in progress rules are for NaNoWriMo, whether they have to be two completely separate things, because if that's the case, I don't know, it might be kind of tricky starting, you know, starting going, you know, hitting 50,000 words starting on like November 22nd. Be done, definitely be done, but who knows? I'll probably need a break after constantly self-editing and making things sound good and pretty. So I'd say probably about, I'd say about 80% chance, yes.
Well, I can answer your question for you. Officially, you have to start a new work on November 1st.
Yikes. So let's see. I do 1667 words a day plus the round of words thing, which would probably be 500 words. It's 2,000. I probably swung it.
Mike?
That's only 2,200 words a day. 500 really good words and then 1,700 words of...
My question is, who gets to decide what are really good words? Are they expecting a perfect first draft? Because that'll never happen. I don't care if your name is Anne Rice.
It's kind of peer. It's kind of peer reviewed, because there's at least 20. I want to say 20 people doing it. Let me find out the. Get back to their site. Where are you? I had you here. There you are. Aren't you precious? Yes. If you want, I'll throw the link in the room.
Go ahead.
Is that okay? Or
yeah, I'll put a link there, or I'll put the link in the show notes if I ever get around to writing show notes. You never know.
Yeah, it's, you never know. Let's see. I just want to see what the sign-up sheet looks like. Yeah, so there's probably about 20 people that are doing it.
Because it's like, from what it sounds like, is that they're asking for a perfect first draft, and I'm sorry, Anne Rice, that's just not going to happen.
Mm-hmm. It's well, self-edit, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. If you're looking to actually, you know, get paid for writing.
Well, agreed. But the thing is, yeah, is if you're writing 500 words in 80 days or 500 words a day for 80 days, then you need time to also go back and edit.
Yep.
And yeah, I just,
I mean,
it sounds to me like this is the Anne Rice version of NaNoWriMo.
Maybe. We'll see. Who knows? I might, after the first session, just be like, yeah, you know what? Yeah, see ya. And just drop it. Who knows? But we shall see. If you're going to give it a try.
Well, I do wish you the best of luck.
Thank you. Yeah, it should be interesting. And Yodi's hopping in too, which would be fun.
Cool.
So we can bounce ideas off each other. And so is your good buddy Shakes.
My good buddy Shakes?
Yes.
Should be interesting to see how he does.
Yeah.
My neighbor, I thought he moved up to Michigan or something.
No, he's still in Austin.
Huh.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
I still have yet to meet him. Ha ha ha. At least that I know of.
Well, that's, you're in a city of several, million people?
I don't think it's that big a population.
The state capital, isn't it?
Yeah, but Houston and Dallas are bigger.
It's true. It's bigger than any city I've ever lived in. But in my records, 25,000 people or something. I don't know. But yeah, a lot of people. You may have seen him, just never really.
That's what I was saying. I've never met him that I know of.
He may have been the guy chasing you out of a parking lot while carrying a fishing rod and a large fish. No.
I don't recall anyone ever chasing me out of a parking lot. Although I had... Never mind. Just not. Let's not go there.
We'll make some calls.
Hey. I don't want to be chased out of a parking lot. My shopping cart. No more peanuts!
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, man. Good times.
Jeez. Oh, I've got one more question for y'all. Rewards. Well, it doesn't really apply to Denizen. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, wow.
I tease. What are you rewarding yourself with for finishing your novel, Mr. Wendigo?
Well, I am going to be rewarding myself with something at some point. Finances are kind of tricky around here for personal reasons, but...
Yeah.
So, you know, I could cheese and say, oh, my my latest reptilian friend is my reward. Let me find a picture of him. He's
no,
so
no
cute.
Pictures. Those things
He's
are
so friendly.
Those things are creepy to me. I'm sorry.
What, the lizards?
Yes.
The lizard? Really? Lizards creep you out?
Reptiles creep me out in general.
That's wow. That's kind of sad.
Reptiles, insects,
they're
arachnids.
So cuddly.
Yeah.
Well, for people that aren't creeped out by an adorably cute little lizard, I'll throw a link up. He's so pretty.
Yeah, that one I'm not putting in the show notes, just for the record. You'll have to go to one of the chat grabbers. You'll have to go to one of the chat grabbers if you want to get the link.
If you want to see a picture of a northern blue tongue skink on my keyboard, there you go. And yes, that picture proves he has a blue tongue. He's really cool. He's a baby. Yeah, he's only about 6 inches long. He'll get to be about 2 foot. They're incredibly lazy. They are omnivorous. And when they're aggravated, they hiss and they stick their tongue out at you. And this little guy is surly and lazy, like me. So it's a good mix. Yodi will be getting hers hopefully soon. It's going to be a weasel, a ferret.
Oh, cool.
She wants a little ferret. We're our rodent population took a hit today, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's bad times. Stupid.
Mr. Denizen.
If you like it, if you.
Sorry.
No problem.
Go ahead.
I'm done. No, I'm good.
So, Mr. Denizen, are you pleased with how much you've written thus far?
I am pleased, but of course, I'm going to be shooting for more. I decided that if I hit the 10,000 word mark and by the end of the month, I'm going to treat myself to a DVD movie, which actually is a treat for me because I decided several months ago that I was not going to buy any more movies on DVD because it was becoming apparent that every time I bought one, the first person to watch it would be not me. And that was getting on my nerves a little bit, so I swore off buying them until a later appointed time. So I figure this would be a good reason to go out and treat myself to a new DVD movie.
Okay, so Twilight New Moon for you. Got it. No. No, Eclipse is the latest one. Darn it, I ruined my own joke. In all seriousness,
that movie rocks.
Have you decided on a movie yet, or just you one in general?
No, I haven't decided on a specific one. There are several that I do want to pick up. I am a big James Bond fan, so it probably wouldn't be a bad idea to get that collection started. I mean, I've got, what, 20-something
22.
Movies yet at this point?
22 as of Quantum of Solace.
That's right. I knew it was in the low 20s.
Wow, shush. Don't even go there. I bought the boxed set of all 21 of them at the time, and it's awesome. I love it. Let's see. What other questions do I usually ask that I haven't that you want to answer?
I think pretty much you've hit most of them. You've asked for advice, TGIO parties, strategies, what worked, what didn't work. I think you hit them all.
Okay.
From years past.
What new questions would you like me to ask?
I have a question for you, actually.
Uh-oh.
regarding the battle between the penguins and the crabs, I guess it is?
Actually,
how's that going?
The Lushquins and the crabs.
Lushquins, that's right.
Yeah, the Austin Penguins and the Houston Lushes have joined forces to take on the Maryland Crabs. There was a little bit of, not to make this too public, there were some issues with the crab leadership. The leadership had to change hands in the middle of the month. So while the Lushquins ultimately will be victorious, because right now we have an average word count of more than 10,000 over them, I don't know that the victory is going to be as sweet as it would have been if it had been a close match. Because I think a good part of the... I think a big part of the reason that our average is so much higher than their average is their lack of leadership for the first part of the month.
So like a drama-induced, semi-hollow victory, you would say.
Not drama-induced, but yes, I feel it's semi-hollow. The short version is that their leader basically just disappeared. It was like, okay, everyone sign up. Everyone signed up. Okay, I'm done. Bye. And I was like, really?
What?
Exactly.
That's goofy.
So the good news is that the person that was the challenge coordinator when I first started, actually when the challenge between the Lushquins and the Crabs started, she's the coordinator again. And we have already talked about the challenge for next year. And we are both doing the coordinating again. We're really good at communicating with each other. And this is not going to happen again. Not to imply that we won't win again, because, you know, we're awesome, but it won't be a hollow victory. It's going to be one where she's going to be rallying her troops the entire month. I'm going to be rallying my troops the entire month, like I have, and we're just going to stay on top of things. And she's awesome, and I love her, and that's all there is to say about that.
Okie dokie. Very good.
Sorry, I'm just like, I don't know what else to say. yeah, I think ready? Let's try that again. I think this is a good place to stop it. Because I actually need to get back to my Doctor Who marathon. I have two more episodes that I want to watch tonight. What?
This has been real great fun, but I have to watch Doctor Who.
I do.
I need my TARDIS. My TARDIS love.
Well, it's really just the fact that I don't want to have to actually rent the DVDs. I want to watch as many of them online as I possibly can while they're available. specifically while they're available by illegal means.
I would never suggest anything otherwise.
I know. I was basically saying that for the sake of people like the Squid Lord. Anyway. So it is time to drop the mute wall upon all of your heads. And by all, I mean both.
No!
Okay, there were two mute walls because there were two heads or something. In conclusion, NaNoWriMo 2010 has been a rampant success, apparently. Mr. Wendigo has finished his novel. Ms. Coyote has won. I don't recall. I don't think I asked. I'm such a bad flick guy. Give her sloppy love for me. I did not ask if she's finished hers. Eek, I'm bad. And I finished one novel, and I'm hoping to finish the other one by the 30th. And Mr. Wendigo tells me that she did finish her novel with loads of porn, he's sure. Nice. Where was I? Oh yeah, rampant success. So just with us alone, there's three novels completed. Mr. Denizen's going to keep writing until the bitter end. Hopefully he will hit his 10,000 and go beyond it. Go, Mr. Denizen. We have faith in you. I'm bad. Rampant success. Okay. Sorry, got distracted by the chat. It happens. Closing thought here. Bring on NaNoWriMo 2011, because I like NaNoWriMo. It's fun. Yeah. And that's going to do it for this episode of Flickerbrack 2.0. I want to thank very heartily the wonderful voice participants. That's Mr. Wendigo, Sloppy Love, and Mr. Denizen, and also a special appearance by non-NaNoWriMo participant, but still all-around groovy guy, Mr. Squidlord. I would also like to thank the text chat participants, including Sim Chris, who keeps popping in and out of our lives, and quite frankly, we miss him. Rand Al Thor from the Media Outsiders, MediaOutsiders.com, and someone by the name of Hillbilly Jack popped in and did ask one question, so we'll say, hi, Mr. Hillbilly Jack. Oh, right, next episode. What is the next episode? On the next episode of Flickabrack 2.0, we're having the specific movie talk that we actually should have had this month. As you recall, in October, I had computer issues and had to postpone the Saw discussion, Saw 3. So we had Saw 3 earlier this month in place of the Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince episode that I had originally scheduled for November. Because Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1 came out last Friday, the 19th, I wanted to rewatch Half-Blood Prince to kind of refresh my memory, because I have a bad memory because I'm old. Anyway, since we started moving specific movie talks around, that one got bumped to December. So Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, December 11th, 2010, at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. And I do not for the life of me remember what the following episode will be. I'm pretty sure it'll have something to do with something. In the meantime, if you'd like to say something about NaNoWriMo, your participation this year, your intended participation next year, your word counts, your TGIO parties, your all-around groovy fun times, send us an email to flickabrack@gmail.com. That's flickabrack@gmail.com. Alternately, you can call us at our voicemail line, 412-467-6322. 4-6-7-6-3-2. Hey, good. I got the numbers right. I opened my cell phone to look at the letters. That's 412. I'm so fab. That line is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and I play calls on the show like I did today. Let's see. We are on Twitter and on Plurk. I haven't been very good about updating those lately. I'm sorry, those of you who follow on twitter.com/flickabrack and plurk.com/flickabrack. I do intend to eventually get better at that. And we have show notes more or less at flickabrack.com. Wow, I'm starting to be a major slacker once again. I'm blaming Terry. I mean NaNoWriMo. No, I mean Terry. So I'm Darren Blake, signing off for this time. We will see you Wow, I've got Nano on the brain. We will see you December 11th, 2010, for Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince. See you then.